Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger. My guest this week is Kirk Eckern, a Mexico resident, also a business owner, and want to say good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm certainly glad to have you in here. Been wanting to get you on Meet the Community for quite some time. You've been in the Mexico area pretty much all your life, as I understand it. But for folks that don't know who you are, explain a little bit about yourself and your family, if you will.
Well, grew up here in Mexico, went to the University of Missouri. When I graduated from the university, then with an animal science degree, moved to South Dakota with my first job and lived in Sioux Falls. And we were there for about 9 years, got married to Kim in 1989, and then we were there until end of 1997. And two of our children were born in Sioux Falls, and then I took a different position within the company, and we moved to Lincoln, Nebraska, and we were there for a couple of years, and that's where our third child, Karsten, was born. Then company was bought again, and ended up taking another position, and we moved to Columbia, and we lived in Columbia for about 5 years. And that's where our fourth child, Kellen, was born. And then this State Farm opportunity came up, and we were able to come back to Mexico. So that's kind of how that progression went. So, and then I've been back here, you know, for what, 22, 23 years.
For a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. So it was nice to be able to come back home. So
let's talk about you growing up in Mexico, because this is your home. This is where you grew up. And, you know, you went to the Mexico School District. Talk about your time growing up in Mexico and how that was.
It was fantastic. I had this conversation with a fellow the other night when we were talking about sports and kids being in sports. We were, all four of us were really involved. I was played three sports, was very involved in 4-H, which raising sheep, that was kind of my deal, and we showed cattle as well and horses. But my mother always said that a busy kid doesn't get in much trouble. And that's one of the things, we were always so tired that when we came home that we didn't get in a whole lot of trouble. We were pretty ornery, and did some ornery things, but we didn't get in much trouble. And part of it is we were so darn tired at the end of the day. So we didn't sit and play on phones. We didn't watch TV very often. Mom limited all the TV we could watch. Of course, we only got three channels. But anyway, that's kind of in a nutshell, played sports and all. You know, I have three siblings. Andy is the oldest, who's back in Mexico, and my sister Jane, who's a retired teacher and lives in St. Louis, and then myself, and then my younger sister Ann. So,
yeah. Sure. What kind of sports did you play whenever you were here in Mexico?
Football, basketball, and track.
What was your favorite sport?
Football by far. I loved basketball. I just wasn't a very good basketball player. So
why football? Why was that your favorite sport?
Well, the contact part of it probably was number one, and I just, of course, I had three uncles that, including my father then also, that played football at the University of Missouri, and then my brother played over there as well. I had a cousin that played there, and that was kind of my goal, was to try to play football at the university. And my brother walked on, and then myself, I walked on 4 years later. I never had to play with him, thankfully. He was a heck of a lot better football player than I was, and I would have had to line up against him every day, and thankfully I didn't have to do that. But that's kind of how that progression worked, and why I like football the most, and played it, you know, from a little kid on. I love to hunt and fish, and as a child, and I still do, that's my only hobby is I really like to bird hunt and whatever, or deer hunt, whatever is in season I like to do, and I like to go with my kids now, so all that stuff is really fun. And we're very blessed that my mom has the same farm that I grew up on, and my brother owns several farms, and we're able to have places to go and do that.
Yeah, very nice. Talk a little bit about your mom and dad and kind of what they did in the Mexico community, if you will.
Sure. My father was a physician. He moved back to Mexico in 1964, and that was the year that I was born. And then we bought the farm in 1966, and my sister, younger sister, was born when we lived out there. Mom has been very, very instrumental in the community. Her number one thing right now is raising money for the new handy shop. And that is a huge thing that we're trying to get done here in this community. I know I'm involved in that a little bit as well, but we've got about $2 million, I think, raised so far. It's an $8 million project, but we're doing some really good things there. But Mom has been on about every board in Mexico. She's still very involved in the church that we attend, which is the First Presbyterian Church that we've gone to, where I was baptized and my kids were baptized, or at least one of them was baptized when we moved back here. So anyway, very, very involved and have been for a long time.
Yeah, thank you for the update on the handy shop. I know we've been following a little bit of that with Martin Keller over there, so we'll keep our eye on that as that progresses.
My sister Ann is actually one of the main people on that that's helping put all this stuff together. So she's being very involved as well. She's actually in New Mexico right now helping run raising money for a campaign, a political campaign out in New Mexico. But so she's juggling a lot of things right now with the handy shop and also with her work in New Mexico.
Totally understand. Tell you what, let's take our first break. I know that your time at Mizzou was a very interesting time. You made a lot of connections over there. We want to talk a little bit about that as we come back with Meet the Community next on AM 1340 KXEF.